Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. Now time to talk Riverside Cyclone basketball. We got Craig Burns, girls coach, joining us. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Couple games to talk about here with the coach before we get up on the holiday break. About to have a couple of weeks off. But, coach, let's go back to Friday. You guys were taking on Troy, 56-33. Trojans get the win. Harper Whetstein, I know, had a big first half for Troy. Troy's going to be a top-tier team in the 1A class. I think we know this, but when you go back to that game on Friday, what were a few key takeaways from that matchup?
Well, the main thing, we couldn't hit a shot. I mean, I think our young players, they were nervous watching videos, and we just missed a lot of point-blank shots. So that caused a lot of problems, and then Troy, they was on their offense. They was clicking, and they just kept gradually pulling away. And then when you have Harper, you know, she's shooting the ball from the volleyball line, you know. That's pretty tough. But she has really improved her game over last year. You know, you kind of think about it. You're like, oh, okay, well, how can she get better? Well, she did, and it showed Friday.
Yeah, and you guys got a big bounce-back win, that second win of the season. You took on Pea Ridge Tuesday night, 41-21. So defensively, it seems like you guys were very solid in that game on Tuesday night. But obviously a big bounce-back after the loss to Troy. What'd you like from your team's performance against Pleasant Ridge?
You said it, defense. We had a good defensive game. We went over some stuff that we was kind of missing against Troy. Some of the things that we was letting happen, and then we had to get into some rotation that we don't want to do. So we kind of went over that in practice and seemed like, you know, the players responded to that. So I was happy about how they defended Pleasant Ridge last night.
Yeah, and we highlighted, you know, Kennedy Griffin, you know, great start to her season. We threw her in as an athlete of the week after her first, you know, first few performances. But, you know, kind of expanding on Kennedy and how she's played here so far, maybe a couple other players that have kind of caught your eye and have played well here for you in the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, well, we always start with Nyla Duncan. You know, she's just always, it's kind of like for us, our team, LeBron James, it's like she's always there. So sometimes she gets missed being mentioned, but you know, she's our defensive stopper, or you know, we try to put her on the best defensive best offensive player. We asked her to score, which she likes to facilitate, but she's the person that runs our offense, and you know, how she goes, we go. But another key player is Kayana Hewings. She played really well against Donovan West. Troy, she struggled, but she's still young and new to starting and you know, getting bumped around when she's going up down low. So she'll grow from that. And one young lady just waiting on is Tori Ortega. She got hurt our first game and she hasn't played since. So really looking forward for her to get back on the court. And another one that played really well last night was Macy Mears. She's doing a good job as far as defense, and she's always in the right spot. She's just one of those type of players. So we have some good players that are doing some good things and looking for them to grow throughout the continuous of this year.
Yeah, no doubt. And you guys don't play Friday. You know, a lot of teams still have one more game or two before the holiday break. You know, that game against Pea Ridge was your last game of 2025, so you get some extra practice time, couple of weeks off here. You know, it's Christmas right around the corner. I'm going to close it out with this. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? I would say Home Alone.
Okay, we've heard a couple Home Alones, so it is just, it's very hard to not go with that one, right? I mean, just seems to be a absolute classic, right?
Yes, love it.
Great stuff. That is Craig Burns. That is Riverside girls basketball coach, again, coming off a big win. Going into the break, off a win against Pleasant Ridge Tuesday night. They'll get back to it January 2nd against Oskaloosa. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time as always. Enjoy the time off, the practices, the holiday break, friends and family, all that stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yeah, same to you. Always look forward to talking to you. And like you said, happy holidays and may God bless.